Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Final passage for debt deal.
Maybe a little tired, but we did it.
Warning signs about collapsed building.
You can just hear noises and you can see debris falling.
Development limits in Phoenix.
Nobody who has water is going to lose their water.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was a late night in Washington, and the U.S. Senate took action, giving final passage to the deal to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer now sends the measure to President Biden.
Of course, nobody got everything they wanted. There was give on both sides, but this agreement was a very good outcome.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Several Senate Republicans secured new commitments to prevent automatic cuts in the bill from kicking in and a pledge for additional military aid to support the war in Ukraine and other global threats.
We need safety and security.
South Carolina's Lindsey Graham made the request, concerned the deal didn't raise defense spending enough.
I know in divided government is tough, but don't tell me that this is the best we could do.
Other senators tried and failed to strip out a provision to expedite energy projects, like a pipeline in Senator Joe Manchin's home state of West Virginia.
What does a pipeline have to do with the debt limit?
Well, no, you just basically have to have legislation that's necessary to use the vehicle you have.
The White House says President Biden is okay after his fall on stage at the Air Force Academy commencement yesterday. The incident was noted by his political opponents.
That's a bad place to fall when you're making, I think it was the Air Force Academy, right? That's not inspiring.
Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are also taking aim at each other on the campaign trail, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One-time friends, now bitter opponents.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
Former President Trump continues to lead the GOP field, and he's doing what he can to keep DeSantis from catching him. DeSantis has launched his bid by vowing to completely remake Washington over the course of two consecutive terms, while Trump would be limited to one.
We will work incredibly hard day after day for two terms over 8-year period.
Right there, you should vote against him. It'll take me 6 months to have it totally the way it was.
Anyone that tells you, oh, I'll take care of it, it'll be done in 1 day or 6 months, they're selling you a bill of goods.
Newly released documents show multiple warnings about the integrity of the apartment building that partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa. One city official has resigned. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The city's mayor pledged to find answers.
We want to know what happened.
But as crews continue to search for three people still missing, there are new questions. The city released documents detailing structural problems in the building in the months and years leading up to the disaster. In a report from February 2nd, Davenport's chief building official noted part of the southwest wall was gradually failing and required immediate action. Just 4 days before the collapse, an engineer warned large patches of the west wall appeared ready to fall imminently. Still, local officials insist the engineer never recommended the city evacuate the roughly 50 tenants inside.
The outer facade was buckling and crumbling and dropping into the parking lot.
Ryan Schaefer says the building's owner, Andrew Wold, contacted his masonry company back in February for an estimate to repair part of the building. Schaefer drew one up, but says Wold asked for changes to lower the cost. Changes Schaefer felt were unsafe.
Now to Ukraine. CBS's Deborah Pata reports the Kyiv government says 36 Russian missiles and drones aimed at the capital were shot down overnight.
While Ukraine's air defense system is holding strong, residents in the capital had a sleepless night last night as Moscow stepped up the intensity of their attacks. President Zelensky has said that while the U.S.-made Patriot air defense system is successfully stopping most Russian strikes, until F-16 fighter jets arrive, they will continue to need more of those Patriots.
Secretary of State Blinken warned today against a ceasefire that simply freezes current lines in place in Ukraine, saying it enables Russia to consolidate control over territory it has seized.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Two more members of the Oath Keepers who were involved in the Capitol attack have been sentenced to prison. One got more than 4 years, the other 3 years, plus a year of home confinement. Each expressed regret in court. A former model who alleges Bill Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her in 1969 is suing him in L.A. under a new law that suspends the statute of limitations.
It's very difficult for me to talk about what he did. You know, I...
Victoria Valentino heard there in a 2014 Washington Post interview. A Cosby rep says her suit lacks any proof or facts. The first piloted flight of Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft, already years behind schedule, is again slipping because of new issues. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
The company had been hoping to launch two astronauts to the space station on July 21st, but the flight is now on indefinite hold because of parachute and wiring problems.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is now limiting construction in some fast-growing parts of the Phoenix area because of concerns about drought and water overuse.
There's a pause on new certificates being issued. So nobody who has an existing water supply is going to be cut off or lose their water.
CNBC reports the FDA is considering allowing temporary imports of chemotherapy drugs from overseas makers who are not currently approved to distribute in the U.S. There's currently a national shortage of more than a dozen cancer medications. Scripps National Spelling Bee, the word that spelled victory last night.
Samophiles. P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E. Samophile?
That is correct.
Samophile is a plant or animal that thrives in sandy areas. Dev Shah, a 14-year-old from Florida, won.
Is this the real life?
New information.
Is this just fantasy?
About a classic song.
Caught in a landslide.
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody from 1975. Songwriting drafts from singer Freddie Mercury, now up for auction at Sotheby's, indicate an early version of the song was called Mongolian Rhapsody. It's thought the manuscript will sell for about $150,000.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The end is in sight for a long concert run.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us.
Billy Joel says he'll end his residency at Madison Square Garden.
I never imagined anyone could have a residency here.
He's been playing one show every month in the New York venue since 2014.
We didn't think of the last 10 years.
That residency will come to an end next July. He'll bow out after his 150th performance there.
It's just been one crazy, exhilarating night after another.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Denver's 1-2 punch flattens Miami in Game 1 of the NBA Finals.
Adebayo right into Jokic, finds Murray. Murray wide open.
Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic combined for 53 points in the Nuggets' 103-94 win over the Heat on ABC. The roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.